Azerbaijan's Ministry of Defense says this video shows strikes against Armenian saboteurs operating inside Azerbaijan's territory. 3 days of fighting around the border region close to Nagorno-Karabakh has killed more than 100 Armenian and 70 Azeri soldiers. Both sides accuse each other of starting the fighting. Azerbaijan says it was responding to the Armenian army's shelling of Azeri military positions. The Armenian Defense Ministry released this video, it says, shows Azeri soldiers moving into Armenian territory. Al Jazeera cannot independently verify footage released by either side. Anger flared in the Armenian capital Yerevan overnight with protesters demanding Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan resign. The demonstration started after Pashinyan implied a peace deal had been signed with Azerbaijan. He denied the claim.
I officially state that no paper has been signed. Moreover, no paper is going to be signed, and there is no talk about any paper. This information is a conspiracy to demoralize our soldiers standing at the border.
Russia has tried to maintain relations with both countries and on Tuesday tried to broker a ceasefire, but the fighting continued. Azerbaijan does not see Russia as an honest broker, and there are fears another full-blown war would risk dragging in Azerbaijan's most powerful ally, Turkey.
The Collective Security Treaty Organization are meeting at the request of Armenia, where Yerevan is seeking this de-escalation to the situation between the two countries. This is, of course, both institutionally problematic and also, many would say, biased, since Azerbaijan is not a member of the Russian-led Collective Security Treaty Organization.
Armenia announced a new ceasefire took effect on Wednesday night, but there has been no official comment from Azerbaijan on an agreed truce. At a time of great uncertainty over the war in Ukraine, this latest upsurge in fighting between two more post-Soviet states is of great concern to neighbouring countries and those struggling amidst the energy crisis. The latest fighting along the borders and close to Nagorno-Karabakh show that despite the 2020 peace initiative finding a lasting political solution to this crisis, one that has huge geostrategic implications is nowhere in sight. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Baku.